This is the Grace Point Daily Podcast. I'm Jeremiah Johnson. We're now live streaming on our Facebook page, on Facebook, on the Grace Point Daily YouTube channel. So there we go. You can now see the you can listen to the audio. We've got the video. We've got the whole thing, man. So it's awesome. We appreciate you listening to the Grace Point Daily Podcast. Well, today is what did I learn from the sun up to sundown bike ride? Some of you know this last week, I rode my bike 137 and a half miles in one day. I started riding my bike when the sun came up and I rode it till the sun went down. So it was about 14 to 15 hours of riding and it was a long day. It was a good day and it was a very interesting day. So the day started off, the forecast originally was it was going to be like crazy hot, you know, like 105 degree heat index or something like that. Doesn't bother me. I mean, whatever. I was going to do it anyway. So I wake up and it's stormy and it's kind of raining and all those kind of things. And I never really had in my brain that weather was going to be a factor anyway. So, I mean, unless it was like super, super dangerous or really, really bad, like I was just going to ride. So anyway, I get up and the day was filled with a little bit of everything. I mean, there were thunderstorms, there was lightning, thunder, not crazy bad. There were storms around me. There were storms over me. I got rained on. It got sunny and hot. It got humid. I sweat. I got wet. I had to change clothes a couple times because I was going back and forth. So I had a car there with, you know, some different socks and stuff I could change. So it was just an interesting day. And that I literally had all kinds of weather that I rode in throughout the day and wrapped up the day. The day actually was actually just the sun and hot and humidity was the worst. I really enjoyed getting rained on because it felt good as I'm sweating and all those kind of things. So what did I learn? And there's three things that I wanted to give you today on the Grace Point Daily Podcast. The first one is life is never perfect. Life is never perfect. All right. The conditions will never be perfect. I think what's interesting sometimes when we're getting ready to, I'm talking spiritually now. I mean, this was a bike ride for missions to raise funds for missionaries. So you can still support at gracepointag.org or website. But you know, what's interesting is I feel like sometimes when we're trying to do God's will or just different examples, you know, we're always waiting for the perfect time. And here's the reality. There's never a perfect time. The conditions are never, ever going to be perfect. And there's one scripture I want to show you today. Oh, I'm at the Grace Point Daily YouTube channel right now. So check that out. But I want to bounce over to, if you're watching online, which is kind of nice, we can journey through the Bible together. I'm going to bounce over to a verse, John, type it in, John chapter 16, verse 33. I'm sure that you guys have heard this one. I'm sure you've heard it before. All right. And here's what it says. It says, I'm going to zoom in for you. It says, Jesus answered them, do you finally believe? In fact, you're about to make a run for it, saving your own skins and abandoning me. But I'm not abandoned. The Father's with me. I've told you, this is the Message version, by the way. I've told you all this so that trusting me, you will be unshakable and assured, deeply at peace. In this godless world, you will continue to experience difficulties, but take heart, I've conquered the world. Sorry, I read that a little rough because I'm not used to the Message version. I thought I was on a different version. But here's the point, and here's the one I'm sure that you've heard before. Another version says, in this life, you will have many troubles, but take heart, I've overcome the world. In this one, it says, in this godless world, you will continue to experience difficulties, but take heart, I've conquered the world. And so essentially, what am I saying here? As I'm saying is that life is never going to be perfect. The conditions are never going to be perfect for you. But yet, we have to keep following Jesus. We have to keep serving the Lord each and every day. I'm sure I've discovered life is not perfect and never going to be perfect. You can't wait for the perfect conditions. Listen, when I woke up in the morning, loaded up my bike, went down to the bike trail, getting ready to ride nearly 150 miles. I'm just averaging up for the day. I already saw that the conditions were not going to be perfect. And I'm like, it doesn't matter. I have to ride the bike. I have to do this. I can't wait for the next day or a week from now or 2 weeks from now. Life's never going to be perfect. We have to continue to follow Jesus. In this life, we'll have many troubles, difficulties, but take heart. Jesus rode all 137 and a half miles with me. He was there with me. It was a great time. Life is never perfect. Number two, which kind of connects with this, it says, I wrote down, stop waiting for everything to line up before you step out and do what God's calling you to do. This is massive, massive pet peeve of mine. So here's what happens in life is sometimes we're pursuing God, and I can go to things, you know, I've been a youth pastor, worship pastor, senior pastor, I've gone on mission trips. So I've been in those spaces in life where I'm seeking God's will. And I've had some of those divine moments where God just really orchestrates and lines things up. And it is fluid and it really goes super easy. But the downside is, I think a lot of Christians, they want and then expect everything to go like that. And they will not step out and do what God wants them to do unless it lines up perfectly. It's like, for example, let's say I get ready to go to Africa next year. And it's like, all of a sudden, you know, costs are going up. The monies aren't flowing in. You know, there's life circumstances that are getting stressful. What happens a lot of times, what I see people start doing, they're like, oh, it must be a sign God doesn't want me to go. I'm not supposed to go to Africa. I don't have all the money. Well, maybe you're supposed to pray harder. Maybe you're supposed to grind. Maybe you're supposed to get a second job and earn that money or whatever. So stop waiting for everything to line up before you step out and do what God's calling you to do. Because if you're just waiting for everything to line up, that's not faith. Faith is stepping out to do what God's called you to do. And you have no idea if it's going to happen or not. That is actually true faith. And I always go back to a good friend of mine, Cruz Velasquez. He is a guy who's ministered to the Tarahumara up in the Copper Canyon Mountains in Chihuahua, Mexico. And basically what he was showing me one time is he's built all these dormitories for children and families. And each dormitory was, at the time, this is like 10, 15 years ago, was like $150,000. And he's basically saying, you know, when I started building these, I didn't have any money. I stepped out in faith and started to build. And as I stepped out in faith, then God started to provide. And so I always carry that story with me. And I believe that's faith. Faith isn't waiting for everything to line up. Then you step out and do what God wants you to do. Faith is stepping out to do what God wants you to do, realizing you have no idea if the resource. Now, you got to know that that's what God's calling you to do. But I think in our Christianity, sometimes we lack faith and we miss out on some things that God wants us to do because we're always waiting for the perfect conditions. Let me bounce back to scripture here, okay? And let's go over to Proverbs. I found this one, Proverbs chapter 6, verse 4, right? Proverbs 6, verse 4. Out of the message because we're there. But here's what it says. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 4. It says, dear friend, if you've gone into... I'm going to bounce over to a different version. I'm not used to reading the message. I apologize for that. I'm going to bounce over to the Amplified. I like that one a lot. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 4. It says, give no unnecessary sleep to your eyes, nor slumber to your eyelids. And another one, what was that one I found? It was like, just get up and do it. It was a really great version that I found, and maybe it was the message. Maybe I'll bounce back over to that one. Yeah. Okay. I like this one. I do like this one, the message. It says, don't procrastinate. There's no time to lose. Go put on a long face, act desperate. Don't procrastinate. There's no time to lose. So I thought that was a good word maybe to describe that is procrastination. Is that sometimes we're not stepping out and doing what God wants us to do because we're procrastinating. We're waiting for everything to line up. Stop it in Jesus' name. If God's called you to do it, step out and do it. You're going to have faith. You're going to have to believe for supernatural provision. All right, there we go. I've lingered on that one long enough. Let's go to number three. The third one that I have for you today is that it's best to have someone with you, but sometimes you have to do it alone. So on this bike ride, here's what happened is I started out with Samuel Swift, if you're watching Samuel Swift, and then Kyle Olson. And so at first there was three riders. Okay. And that was cool. It's like three of us together. You know, we can talk, we can push each other, we can set the pace for one another. Everything's flowing really well. And I was like, wow, this is nice to have, you know, a couple other people riding with me. And so stage one, because I was doing five stages, went really well. We got back, made pretty good time. We get back to the second stage. Well, Sam left, Kyle Olson had to go. And now I'm not alone, but now I have Harrison with me. Shout out to Harrison if you're watching or listening to this at some point, all right? But now I got Harrison with me. And things are going... I'm bouncing over Psalm 23. That's where I'm going to go in just a second. Psalm 23. There's Psalm 23. Come on, pull this up, man. There we go. All right. Live streaming, trying to do multitasking at one time, and I'm a dude. So anyway, now I got Harrison with me. Things are good, man. Now my, you know, I just got done with one stage. I rode about 30 miles. My bike's warmed up. I'm warmed up. My legs are feeling good. And that was, we were going faster. We went like 15 minutes faster on that second leg. And so then I get done with that leg. And now Harrison has to go. So I get to stage three and four. And stage three and four were the stages where I was alone. I didn't have anyone to ride with me. And you know what? That was the most difficult ones because now I don't have anyone to challenge me. I don't have anyone to set the pace. I don't have anyone that I'm trying to beat. Like when I was with Harrison, we got towards the end. I'm like, okay, I'm really going to smoke him here at the last portion. I'm just by myself. But here's what I want to say. It's best to have someone with you. Our journey of faith is not supposed to be lived alone. That's why we have the church. That's why we have each other to encourage one another, build one another up in our faith, pray for one another, all these kind of things, all right? So we need to put good, godly people in my life. I have a church. I have a home church. I have family, friends. I have other mentors, right? I'm not doing it alone. But there will be seasons and moments that we do have to do it alone in our journey of faith. Stage 5, my family rode with me. That was a lot of fun. And so I'm just encouraging you today. Let's go to Psalm 23. I was reading this one. It says, God, my shepherd, I don't need a thing. You have bedded me down in lush meadows. You find me quiet pools to drink from. True to your word, you let me catch my breath and send me in the right direction. Even the way goes through Death Valley, I'm not afraid when you walk at my side. Your trustworthy shepherd's crook makes me feel secure. So again, I'm not used to reading out of the Message. But it says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. So kind of what's indicating in that particular scripture is he's kind of saying, like, even if I'm walking alone in the darkness and I'm by myself, what I do know is that God, you're with me. And so there are going to be moments in our faith we feel like we're alone. We're all by ourselves. And I want to encourage you today, there are going to be some moments that we have to step out and do what God wants us to do, and moments and times and seasons in our journey of faith that we're going to be alone, but we keep walking and we stay faithful. So there we go. I review. Number one, life's never perfect. The conditions are not perfect. We'll have many troubles in this life. Keep going. Keep serving the Lord. Number two, stop waiting for everything to line up and step out and do what God wants you to do, aka stop procrastinating, okay? Faith is stepping out and doing what God has called you to do, even if the conditions aren't perfect, even if things are not lined up. And then number three, it's best to have someone with you, but there are going to be some times that you have to do it alone, all right? So there you go, guys. Grace Point Daily Podcast. I hope those three thoughts from my bike ride encouraged you, and I encourage you guys, go to gracepointag.org if you want to give a gift to missions. So I'm just hyping that up because it's going towards our missionaries, and I'm so grateful for that. So hope you learned something. I will talk to you next time.